And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Hope your day is well. Currently 75 degrees outside. We're going to reach a high of 100 degrees today. We are under a heat advisory for the entire county, as we're going to have heat indices getting up near 105 today. All right, let's go ahead and get started with our guest in studio. She is here every Tuesday. It is Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
That's good to have you in studio today. So let's go ahead and get started with a few things going on around Indy. And one of the first things that's coming up starting this Thursday is the VFW Post 1186 hosting that Veterans Roundup.
That's right. So we've been talking about this for a couple weeks now, just making sure that all of our veterans are aware of this event. As you mentioned, it will start Thursday. It will run through Saturday from 9 to 4 at the Civic Center. The location of the Civic Center is 410 North Penn Avenue. And this gathering is for any veterans that might be needing questions answered regarding benefits, claims, healthcare enrollment services, and everyone is welcome, whether it's whether it would be the veterans or the widows or family members. You know, everyone that might need this service or need questions answered is encouraged to attend. They are serving some breakfast and lunch options during the day. So if you find yourself available to come to this event and it falls during your lunch hour, no worries. They can get you taken care of. It is free. And if you have more questions or you need additional information, you can always call Donnie Collier at 515-6222. And again, that's the Veterans Roundup hosted by the VFW Post 1186 this week from 9 to 4 at the Civic Center.
All right. And then coming up Tuesday through Saturday will be the Quilt Affair at the Indy Historical Museum and Arts Center.
That's right. So this is getting ready to wrap up. So I just wanted to make sure everyone is aware of a cool option. You know, you were talking about the heat advisory and how hot it is outside. So if you're looking for something fun to do in the inside where it's well air conditioned, go to the Independence Historical Museum and Arts Center. They are open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 10 to 4. And if you are there for the gallery exhibits, there's actually no admission charge. It is free. The address of the museum is 123 North 8th Street. So be sure and check out the Quilt Affair. It's going to wrap up this weekend.
And there's always a lot of fun things to do out at the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo.
So I wanted to make sure that everyone is aware of the hour changes for the park. So the rides and the miniature golf are now open only on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 5 as they're wrapping up the summer season. And then don't forget about Glow Golf. That's always the fourth Friday of the month. So that will be this Friday at 9 o'clock. Glow Golf tickets are $5. Lots of fun. So be sure and mark that on your calendar. And that will go through, I think we'll have August, September, and then that will be it, because the fourth Friday in October will be New Wallace. So there will be no Glow Golf, I don't think.
All right. So again, got basically almost two more chances to do some
actually,
Glow
I
Golf.
Actually, I'm looking at my flyer, Kyle, and they do have a Glow Golf. It'll be the 22nd. So you can mark that on your calendar.
Put it on your calendar. So if you still have a BlackBerry, pull that back out and put that in on your calendar. Also, the Independence Farmers and Makers Market, well, they are open still, but we're getting a little short on the amount of times you can go, correct?
Correct. So originally, they were going to wrap up the Saturday market from 7 to 11 on the last Saturday of August. However, they had a discussion with the vendors last weekend. I think they're going to continue to have that discussion this weekend. And if the farmers have enough produce left in the gardens, and if everyone else wants to continue to bring their items and set up booths, then we potentially will continue to have the farmers market on Saturdays, potentially into September. So I'll have more information for you next week, and we can talk about that. And then always remember that the market is open Thursday afternoons from 3 to 7, and that is scheduled to go through the month of September.
All right, so some good stuff there with the Independence Farmers and Makers Market. And then, of course, a concert is coming up this Friday with Mercy's Well.
That's right. First United Methodist Church is hosting Mercy's Well. It will be at 200 South Penn Avenue. The doors open at 6 and the concert begins at 7. It is free. They're taking a free will offering. And if you need more information about the concert, you can call Brandon Miller at 317-645-6018. But basically, you just need to know that the evening concert with Mercy's Well, which will be a Christian concert, is at the First United Methodist Church this weekend. So it should be a fun night.
And another thing happening this Saturday is, of course, the 19th annual High School 24-Hour Plays.
That's right. So we talked about this when Paul Molnar was in studio with us. So it is here, and they are ready to perform. So as we have mentioned before, on Friday evening at 6 o'clock, the workshops in playwriting and acting and technical theater start. And then at 9 o'clock, those student writers all get together and they start writing all night long as the rest of us sleep. And then the next day, on Saturday, all those writers get caught up on their sleep. They go to sleep and the actors go to work. And rehearsals start at 8 o'clock in the morning. And they work all day long with their performance at 7 o'clock. So I've been, and I always enjoy it. It's always amazing what they pull off in such a short period of time. And this is the 19th annual event. So if you're interested, be sure and head out to the William Inge Theater on the college's campus this Saturday evening at 7 o'clock.
Also happening this Saturday evening, it's time to head out under the stars for a movie.
Yeah, this is going to be super fun, and you do not want to miss this. This is the first movie of the summer season. We only have two, and so it's this Saturday, and the pre-show activities will start at 7:30 out in the Park Oval. It's being sponsored by Enbridge and Independence Community College, and the movie is Onward. So what you need to know is grab the kids and come out to the Park Oval between 7:30 and 8:30 and enjoy all of the pre-show activities that will include free train and carousel rides courtesy of Magnolia Sense by Design. And Pirate student athletes will be out there with footballs and basketballs, and lots of cheering will be going on. So they will be bringing out student athletes and kind of having little mini clinics in the Park Oval area. So it's a great opportunity for the youth of our community to get in front of these student athletes and experience all that they have to offer and really make some good, strong relationships. And then we encourage all those kids to come to the games and watch these student athletes as they perform, because we know that these kids are the future Pirates. And then at 8:30, the movie will start, and President Bowie will be there to give a welcome, and the movie will begin, and it's completely free. No admission charge. All you need to do is probably grab some bug spray and some lawn chairs or a blanket and head out to the park for Movie Under the Stars this weekend, showing Disney Pixar's Onward.
All right. And then Wednesday, September 8th at the Independence Community College Music Department, well, they're presenting a marimba and percussion recital.
That's right. So this will feature guest artist in residence Jay O'Brien, and the Booth Hotel will be the setting for this performance. So be sure and mark that on your calendar. September's just around the corner. That will be Wednesday, September the 8th at 7 in the evening.
And of course, this time of year, it's about time for the 14th annual Can Okla 100 Mile Sale.
Yes, so this is an opportunity to clean out your attic and your garage and turn your trash into someone else's treasures. You know, we have people come from all over. They travel in from the coast. Apparently, they love Kansas junk. So they take our junk and probably go back and sell it on eBay and make lots of money. I don't know what they do with it, but I do know that they come into the community with trailers and they load up as they make the pass on the 100-mile highway sale. It is also the citywide garage sales for our community. As you mentioned, it's scheduled for Friday and Saturday, September the 11th. There's no permit fee for this. So basically, you need to go to City Hall and fill out a permit so that they can give a copy of it to us, and then we put the the map together. And if you want to be on the map, you need to get that turned in by Friday, September the 3rd. And then we put together a map. We usually print about 1,500 of them. That's how many people we usually have in town. It is a full day of shoppers, and they are making a tremendous economic impact as they're gassing up and eating in our restaurants and then shopping at all of the yard sales and the garage sales. So get that done so that you can be on the map. And again, the sale is the 10th and 11th of September. But more importantly, you need to get on the map by Friday, September the 3rd.
All right. And like you said, it's a pretty good big economic boom to the city, both cities of Coffeyville and Andy. So the Independence Optimist Club's annual pancake breakfast is scheduled for September 11th.
There are a lot of things happening that weekend. So you can get up early and you can go garage sailing. But if you want to get your pancakes on before you head out to shop, you can support the Optimist Club. This is their annual event. The Optimist Club's platform is to be a friend of youth. And all of the money that they raise from this fundraiser that they have once a year. This is their one and only fundraiser. They push right back out into the community, helping to support the youth of Independence. So this is an important event for us as Optimist Club members. I'm a member of that organization. Saturday, September the 11th from 7 to 11 at the First United Methodist Church Wesley Center. You can have all you can eat pancakes and two sausages and just a great opportunity to just visit with people and enjoy some breakfast together. It's a $5 donation, and we just encourage everyone to go.
And then also on that same day, starting at around 10:30, the Darkness to Light 9/11 20th Anniversary Memorial Concert.
That's right. This is being put on by Dr. Larry Markevich from the college. We've had him in studio as well. And he has entitled this presentation, as you mentioned, Darkness to Light, the 9/11 20th Anniversary Concert, scheduled for September the 11th at Patio 210. That's 210 West Main at 10:30 in the morning. Taps will be played at 10:28. That is the time that the North Tower of the World Trade Center was hit. There will be three musicians playing taps with an echoed experience, so I'm sure it's going to be very meaningful. And we just invite the community to come down and be a part of that memorial concert.
And also on the 11th, again, like you said, there's a lot of stuff going on that day, but you can register today for the Yona Julian Fun Run.
That's right. This is another opportunity to remember something that or someone that was very important to our community. Yana Julian was a part of Independence for many years and lost a battle to cancer, but we continue to remember her and honor her as her family puts on the Yana Julian Fun Run every single year. So you can register at yanastrong.webs.com. The run will be Saturday, September the 11th from 9 in the morning at the Riverside Park Oval. And we encourage everyone to get out and be a part of that. The family always gives a scholarship in her name from some of the monies that they raise, and they support the cancer research. And we just, again, it's just a beautiful way to continue to remember Yana. So everyone is invited to participate in that.
And one of the last things you'd like to talk about, the 5th Annual Southeast Kansas Pride Week.
That's right. So that's coming up as well. So that will start September the 7th through the 11th. It'll wrap up just in time for everything else to kick in. And if you want to find out more about the activities and things that they have planned, you can go to Project Q&A. They have lots of workshops, family activities, and events scheduled. They have full schedule, so go on there and check that out. Again, this is the 5th Annual Southeast Kansas Pride Week. It's scheduled for September the 7th through the 11th.
And Lisa, moving on, you have a guest with us this morning.
That's right, I do. So with me in studio this morning is the Director of Financial Aid from Independence Community College, Laura Allison. And I invited Laura to come this morning because one of the things that the Chamber works hard to do is to support, obviously, our local businesses and industry. And one of the the things that we're really struggling with, and it's not just an independent situation or Montgomery County or Kansas, it's a national crisis, and that is finding a good, strong workforce and maintaining that workforce. And I was super excited when I learned about the Pirates at Work program when Laura spoke at First Friday, and just knowing that we have all of these wonderful students that are coming onto the campus of Independence Community College. And in the past, they've always worked on campus, but now we have an opportunity to benefit from these students in our community. And so with that, I'm just going to turn it over to Laura so that she can talk about the program to all of those who are listening, in particular businesses. So if you are a business and you potentially could use some extra support and extra employees, listen up, because she's got exactly what we might need.
All right, and good morning, Laura. Welcome to the station, and I hope you are having a good day so far. So just kind of tell us a little bit about this program that you guys have going on.
Having me this morning. So this Pirates at Work program is part of the Federal Work Study program that ICC has had for many years. We got approval through the Department of Education's Experimental Site Initiative to expand our work study opportunities to off-campus employers, specifically private employers that we previously could not have used our funding to employ our students at. So we're very excited to partner with our community businesses to get our students in the community and to literally put them to work. So because it is funded through our program, the payroll is at no cost to the employer. So we handle all the payroll. We get the students paid for the work that they perform with our local businesses. So we are actually hosting a student employment job fair on Wednesday, September 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. So we will have the employers set up booths and have our students then go through kind of speed dating style to get familiar with the employers, the job opportunities that they're offering, and hopefully align that with their educational goals as well, so they can get some on-hands experience, you know, working for small businesses. You know, that could be accounting, it could be sales, marketing, business administration. There's all kinds of interests that they have that we can hopefully put those educational goals that they're trying to reach and put them literally to work. So September 8th, 4 to 6 p.m., we are hopeful that if there are any interested employers that they'll contact us by September 1st. So we just kind of have an idea of who's interested and have tables ready for you to set up to meet our potential student employees. So you can email us at financialaid@ndcc.edu. That will reach our financial aid office, and we can get your information, get you set up in our system, and have a table ready for you at that September 8th date.
So when I went to junior college in Oklahoma, I was also part of the federal work study program. But what's a little different about this is, used to be the federal work study programs, it was only on campus. This is now available for off campus as well, correct?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we are very excited about that because, like you said, we're limited in the positions that we could offer our students. So we would have students who wanted to work, but we only have so many places and positions to offer on our small campus. So expanding this into the community not only benefits our community members, it benefits our students who want to work and who want to you know, earn a little bit of extra money while getting some experience, and having our local students have that opportunity with local businesses is great because it's going to tie them even more so to the community that they already live in. So whether they're just earning an associate's and want to get right to work, or they're going to go on to transfer and get a four-year bachelor's degree or beyond. We're hopeful that connection will draw them back to the community and make them, a lifelong employee or maybe an employer someday if they want to branch out and maybe start their own business.
So for students that want to get into the work-study program, so what are some of the basics that we're looking at? Like, is it full-time? What's kind of like the pay rate we're looking at here?
Right. So our students under this program can actually work full-time. So previously we'd been limited to part-time employment, but if it fits with their educational schedule, they can work full-time for our private employers. We do start our freshmen out at $11 an hour. And again, that's completely funded through ICC's work study program. Our sophomores and our returners, they get $12 an hour, hopeful that they we can draw them back into an employment program. So again, that's all paid for by ICC and is a good way for students to earn a little bit of extra money.
And also, if they work maybe in facilities and management, there's even a little bit more in that. Is that correct?
Yes. So we have students, if they're working in a position that is more physical in nature, so if they're outdoors or whatever that may be, we do bump them up by $1 an hour to incentivize them to work in those positions. So yeah, if that's something that a local employer has, we can provide a little bit of an extra pay rate for them.
And the good news again for those employers that are maybe off campus, this is this doesn't cost them anything. They're basically getting this employee to work for them, but it's at no cost to them.
That is right. Yep. And we handle all of the payroll paperwork, all of the paycheck, all that goes through our office. So we just have to have the employer certify that they worked the hours that the student says they worked, and we will get them paid.
All right. So that's some good stuff. Again, as this federal student work study program, again, I'm part of it. I did that 2 years when I was in junior college. So it was nice to make a little extra money that you could use on the weekends when you're hanging out with your friends or something like that. You have a little extra cash to work on. But if anybody does have any questions about this program, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Yep. So the best way is our email because it goes to my phone. I'm always connected to that. So it's just financialaid@ndcc.edu. That will reach me. If you are want to do a phone call, you can call my direct line, which is 620-332-5411.
All right. Well, again, Laura, some good stuff here with that federal work study program. And again, the Student Employment Job Fair happening on September 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the ICC Fieldhouse. Again, students can go out there and like you said, it's going to be kind of like a speed dating type thing where you're going from one employer to the next to see if there's a good fit there for you. And again, that's going to be happening again on September 8th at the ICC Fieldhouse from 4 to 6 p.m. All right. Well, Laura, again, thank you so much for coming in today, letting us know about this. I know a lot of people will be excited about this. So we thank you so much for coming in.
Yes, thank you for having me. And I look forward to some local employers emailing me, calling me. We'll get you set up.
All right. And Lisa, if anybody has any questions for you about what we talked about earlier today, how can they get a hold of you?
They can give us a call at the chamber office at 331-1890. You can like our Facebook page for lots of good social media information at Get Independence. You can always go to our website at indkschamber.org, and many of the flyers that we talked about this morning with detailed information are put on our website as well. And I just want to echo what you said, Kyle, about thanking Laura for coming this morning, because I really feel like this program that Independence Community College has had the honor of having, because I don't believe that every community college gets this opportunity. I think this is something special that Independence Community College has received. And so it's a win. It's a win for these kids to be able to get into our community and have meaningful experiences in the workplace, learn skills, be able to put those skills on resumes that will help them when they seek further employment after they graduate from Independence Community College or beyond. And it's a win for our community for a couple of different reasons. For one, as Laura mentioned, there's, you know, that the payroll part, the employer doesn't need to absorb. The college takes that on through the program, and it's a way for us to be able to tap into a workforce that a few weeks ago wasn't here. These kids are now all on campus, enrolled in school, and we need them and they need us. So I'm really hopeful that, as Laura mentioned, that her email blows up or her phone starts ringing with all kinds of private employers in the Independence area that are interested in participating in the Pirates at Work program. And before we wrap it up, Laura, tell me, Independence Community College is just one of how many?
Yes, we are one of 34 community colleges in the United States, and we're one of about 200 institutions who were selected for this experimental site initiative, is what they call it, where the Department of Education is wanting to use that federal student aid money to invest in communities and private employers.
So let's show them that this is a needed program, and shout out to ICC for being recognized in that one of 34 in the United States. That's not very.
That's
awesome.
That's a huge honor, most definitely. Well, guys, again, Laura and Lisa, thank you again so much for coming in today. And Lisa, we'll talk to you again next week.
I'll be back. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start open lines. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning in Southeast Kansas.